is only fantasy. Sometimes one can't help but wonder, will it ever truly be? Some people keep on saying, all is illusion and lies. Why is it so hard to believe? There are better days to see. So it seems like the world is tumbling down. It's the darkest time of night. Right before dawn, here comes the time of the dawn. Here comes the time of the dawn. Here comes the time where all the people will unite and share in a wonderful world. Here comes the day where wisdom and harmony will fill the earth. Here comes the brightest light to shine. Here it comes, here it comes.
Yes, here it comes, blessed souls, we're alive. Because we're staying alive with the help and the blessings of the Most High in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercies. You're now tuned into blogtalkradio.com, and we humbly suggest we are the higher inner frequency of blogtalkradio.com. We call ourselves Soul Class. This happens to be Soul Class 556. What constitutes a proper dwelling? Baruch Hashem, blessed is our Creator, Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the human family experience. With the Creator's help, we're broadcasting right now on February 9th. It's 10:02 Eastern Standard Time, live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, Unified Soul Actualization. The program will focus on extracting inspirations from a Hasidic discourse called On My Mind, delivered by the Lubavitcher Rebbe in 5721. Corresponding to 1961. Our call in number is right now 347-838-8669. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones. And the tags for today's program are Eternal Creator, Divine Image, Universal Redemption, Children of Israel, Learn Torah, Fulfill Commandments, and Engage in Acts of Kindness. Last but not least, Children of Israel and Children of Noah collaborating towards ending hatred, jealousy, and unnecessary competition. But in order to get on with the shoe, we have to ask Mechila forgiveness of Isaac Patom, blessed prayer partner, spirit and soul, and president of Beit Mazal, located at 1433 President Street here in Kesakron Heights, Brooklyn, New York, where you can hear refreshing, invigorating Jewish Moroccan chanting, along with other styles of Sephardic, Hasidic singing and rejoicing in the prayer and the fellowship of the Most High, located 1433 President Street, located between Albany Avenue and Kingston Avenue. Prayer start at 10 o'clock this coming Shabbat. Parshas Truma. That being said, Rev Isaac, we're going to have to turn down the music because here comes the time to start our broadcasting of today's program content. Sorry, Rev Isaac. Oh, here we go. And I'd like to dedicate today's program very succinctly to my father, who is right now in Holy Name Hospital in Teaneck, New Jersey, Rev Shlomo Yaakov Ben Esther. May the complete refuah shlema, a variety of ailments, may we not know of them, or anyone who's listening to the program may know of them. And also for the strengthening spiritually and physically of my mother, Maras Yiska Techiya Bas Chayasar Aliyah Shalom, my grandmother. As well, we want to dedicate today's program to the elevation of the soul of my wife's uncle, a beautiful man who I had the pleasure of knowing, Rev Yosef Olav Hashalom Ben Yitzhak Olav Hashalom Noar, who went to the next level of life on the 16th of Tevis, 5,776 years ago, about a month and a half ago. So what constitutes a proper dwelling, blessed souls? Imagine within your mind and heart's eye, embedded within your blessed body, where you would like to dwell. Hopefully, where you want to dwell is within an environment where not only are hatred, jealousy, and unnecessary competition are forbidden according to the law of the land. In fact, all the inhabitants of your chosen environment have taken upon themselves to purge themselves from within all dimensions of hatred, jealousy, and unnecessary competition. Rather, the focus of such an environment would entail all stratas within this environment, plus atmosphere, or slash atmosphere, slash society, a society geared towards making whatever space we human beings occupy thoroughly saturated with the recognition, the wisdom, the understanding, and internalization of whatever human awareness we can attain of the Divine Presence, the essence of Divine Presence, Ikre HaShchinah. Now, even within such an ideal environment, a universal redemption, actualized environment, according to eternal Torah standards, we must also be humbled by the fact this environment, which we hope to see speedily manifested in our days and observed by our fleshly eyes and felt by our fleshly hearts, can only be according to the plan that our eternal Creator has laid out before us. When the Shekhinah, Divine Presence, will be revealed, how much of the Shekhinah will be revealed, and where Shekhinah should dwell. We cannot determine that. We can only make the suitable vessels for the indwelling of Shekhinah. So what is our obligation, generally speaking, towards making a proper habitat here on the planet Earth? Simply, it should be to make within ourselves, starting with ourselves on the most microcosmic level, a sanctuary. Our lives should be intellectual, emotional, spiritual sanctuary that we can access and exemplify for others that is achievable, a space of rectification within our heart and minds, a realm where we don't weaken when confronting falsehoods. And these falsehoods can be generated from outside of ourselves, from the greater environment that we dwell within. And unfortunately, sometimes we have to deal within the falsehoods which exist within ourselves. And to go to the level in the service of Creator, to recognize the falsehood and recognize that falsehood has an energy, and to sublimate that energy of falsehood, which is quite powerful at times, and channeling that energy towards something even more powerful. For example, take a form of vegetation, a growing matter, a tree, whose wood, as described in the Torah, in the book of Exodus, in chapter 25, verse 5, is described as etzishitim, or acacia wood. And this wood would eventually be utilized for the walls of the Mishkan, the sanctuary, making all that transpired within those hallowed walls, those sanctified walls, those holy walls, a vessel for the indwelling of the Shekhinah, of the Divine Presence. And if you go to the book of Shmos, chapter 25 and onward, you can learn about all that was needed to construct the sanctuary, the Mishkan, in the 40 years that Moses led the Israelites throughout that area. So we see that the walls that encompassed all that transpired within the Mishkan, the sanctuary, was of a created entity, which is called in Hebrew Tzomeach, which can be classified, I guess, or anglicized as belonging to the plant kingdom, a kingdom whose growth is the normal mode of behavior. Now, within the plant kingdom, some growth is noticeable. Many times, the growth that transpires within the plant kingdom is not noticeable to the human eye because a lot of that growth is taking place underground. But we see there's also a parallel within the human being living experience. We're talking about growth development. For just as any vegetation starts as a tiny seed, we all, blessed souls, started as a tiny seed of human fluid. And while our tiny seed of human fluid was not embedded in the ground, just as a seed was a plant seed or a fruit seed or a vegetable seed was encompassed by the soil, our human seed was encompassed by a vessel of protection, a place for nurture that allowed us to expand on a daily basis, just as the seed did in the soil for that piece of vegetative matter. And then one day, an appointed day, we emerged from below human skin surface level, just as eventually the produce emerged from the soil. And whether we knew it or not, most likely we didn't know because we were newborn babies, we were still devoid of what our purpose is. Yet we were thrust into this blessed world, just as the produce is thrust through and breaks through the surface level of the earth. But when we came into the world, we were greeted by our parents and greater families with expectations that we would continue to grow, to sprout forth proper behaviors. We would continue to develop emotional flexibility, like a young tree sapling, which bends in the direction whichever angelic empowered air blows upon it, back and forth. And we grew as young children, and we were very flexible. Then as we matured a little bit, our perception of creation became a matter of wonderment for us, as we observed that this blessed earth, from a very tender age, featured juicy plantations, lush meadows, magnificent fields for us to run through, laughing when we would take a tumble, and even occasionally crying when sometimes we fell and felt we had no support at that moment to help us get off the ground, or when we were caught in an aquatic undertow. As we progressed in our growth as human beings, our understanding and ability to explain our surroundings, to elucidate upon our actions, and last but not least, to explain occurrences not according to what our eyes saw, not according to what our ears heard, but rather by developing a keen, intuitive intellect thoroughly connected to the eye of the intellect of our blessed hearts, our Bina Liba, which is discussed in the inner dimensions of Torah, an understanding which triggered an understanding, an outcome, to further immerse our left, right, and back brain cognitive processing units, our brain, from there to proceed to access Torah instructions, whereby each line, paragraph, page, chapter, and book readily became apparent to us, was flowing with Elokus, godliness, until we can taste at times a consciousness of divine service of higher than our own reasonings, much higher than our human intellect, way beyond our human understanding, far beyond any stretch of imagination of whatever knowledge we've already gained concerning eternal Torah instructions, and much greater even than any great interconnection we could have to any Torah concept. Or at the very least, if we were not, or have not up to this point, not experienced this elated level of L'mayla Mitam V'das, Bavod Hashem, higher than reasoning and knowledge and sensitivity within the mind and heart, we could have, or can actually right now, drink in the wisdoms and understandings which have been made accessible to us by righteous souls of the creation, who were and are thoroughly connected to the eternal Torah grid from the perspective of their soul garments, Levushi Neshama, how their thought process is engaged in their learning of Torah and prayers and acts of kindness, how their speech experiences expressed to us matters that are accessible to us, otherwise we wouldn't be able to understand such matters, and whose acts of kindness demonstrated they just didn't talk the talk, they walked the walk. And this very elevated form of thought, speech, and action demonstrated to us by the righteous souls of creation throughout the ages of all the sages of pierced through the darkness, the clouds, and the deepest levels of concealment that were connected to the macrocosmic worlds of action, speech, and thought, Asiya, Yetzira, and Bria. And then we can, after adjusting our consciousness, bring to our own table of our own microcosmic human experiences our own sense and be aroused to rededicate ourselves, corresponding to various ancient secrets which are connected to the human experience of offering up of oneself, offering up of what are known as karbonos, raza de karbona ola ad raza de ensof, the secrets of offering of one's talents and abilities, and also there was animal sacrifices that were offered in ancient times. Other times vegetative matters were offered up. Other times various types of liquids were offered up, ranging from water to wine and with oil as also part of the offerings. And from there we, as human beings, according to the Zohar, in the second portion, page 239, side A, in the third portion of the Zohar, page 26, side B, as we mentioned before, we're privy to the secrets of sacrificing, rising up into the secrets of our infinite Creator. However, to be privy to such an exalted elicitation, we needed and still need to offer up our teeny tiny human efforts in relation to the entirety of this magnificent and ever-expanding creation in every generation, every nation, for the divine fire above, Eshel Maila, Tzorech Eshel Amata, Eshel Hedyot. It requires the very human microcosmic fire, allegorical thirst to be elevated via serving Creator, gathering human beings together to consider the benefits of unity, brotherly and sisterly human love, and to consider the great virtue of connecting to the Creator and making this world the most proper of dwellings, that this world should be a der tachtonim leikre shekhinah, that it should be a proper dwelling for the essence of Shekhinah to dwell down here. Now, while I might not have answered all of your questions about or inquiries or perceptions of what would constitute a proper dwelling, so we're never here to give a final conclusive statement as much as to present this information here in this soul class series. And yet, with our humble efforts, we have been constantly receiving good vibes, good feedback, and we've also been receiving good criticism on how we can improve our efforts. But one of the ways that it has been suggested to me to improve our efforts is that we need to expand our broadcasting abilities. And the way we can do that is via paying into a larger premium on Blog Talk Radio, which would allow me to reach a larger audience with better audio sound and also get the proper audio equipment, again, to enhance the sound, the quality of projecting these words, accompanied by projecting a higher audio quality of the music that so many people love to listen to, the music of Isaac Baton, the music of David Dohm, the music of the Yeshiva Diaspora Band, the music of Ari Lesser, and so many others. But I need for you out there who are listening to collaborate, consider the benefits of collaborating to empower me, to collaborate with me, to empower yourself, to have the great mitzvah of tzedakah for the greater public good. Yes, one day we hope to be a 501c non-for-profit because this is for the public good, but in the meantime, we still don't have the means for that. But we want to take it step by step. We need to raise $3,000 in order to get a one-year subscription to the best premium on Blog Talk Radio and also to get a better soundboard. And the way you can do that, Blessed Souls, is you can send me a note that you'd like to contribute. And if you want to speak to me personally, you can call me on my cell phone, 347-613-4615. That's 347-613-4615. And we can talk about how you can collaborate with me. And then you can send the money via PayPal. And we can make dedications for your loved ones who might have passed on to the next life. If you want to make an announcement as a source of blessing for a wedding or a birth, a bar mitzvah, a bas mitzvah, any type of human living experience which is an acknowledgement of one of your family members or friends or relatives' life accomplishments, it's a smorgasbord of opportunity, Blessed Souls. So again, my cell number is 347-613-4615. My email, if you're interested in participating, is dongoodman6@gmail.com. That's dongoodman. And just punch in the numerical number 6@gmail.com. So now, of course, we're going to segue out of today's humble efforts by playing a wonderful song by Brother David Domo, help to get back home. Help us realize that we can internalize our Tzelem Elokim, which is no dream. Our divine image will help us get in scrimmage. And this is Back Home to Love by David Dome. And before we conclude, I just want to remind you, blessed souls, you've got to be good, even though that might cause some sort of agitation, anxiety, ambivalency. That's okay. You're being honest with yourself if at this moment you don't want to do good. But just remember, and I feel it's my obligation to tell you, Ateva Tov Lehetiv, it's the nature of the good to do good, and the source of all goodness is our blessed Creator, who obviously had a great intent, a loving intent, a merciful intent for planting you here on the earth, just as a seed was planted in the earth, just as you were planted within your mother's body, where approximately 9 months later you were to emerge and burst forth to assume the dimension as a human being, as a Tzameach Chai, living vegetation, an example of growth. By exemplifying this to other people and for yourself, and may all this be accomplished in the way of Ahava Chad, one love, Gorlecha, one destiny, Kolon for all of us, Badar Chinom, Dar Chishom, in a pleasant and peaceful way. Let's now get back home to love with David Dome. Take care, everyone.